Braz's English course, book 9, lesson 13.
Repeat. He's serious-minded, but nevertheless witty and friendly. He's a beggar, but nevertheless a good friend of mine. I tell him to speak up, but nevertheless he keeps on muttering. It may sound like a joke, but nevertheless I'm serious. I hate her greasy cooking, but nevertheless I'll eat what she serves. Their speakers were blasting, but nevertheless I managed to sleep. I hate hard mattresses, but nevertheless they're good for my back.
Listen. Throughout the ages, the consumption of food has been one of the major sources of pain and pleasure for mankind. In the developed nations of today's world, eating has become a simple everyday habit, with the greatest problems arising from choices among fresh, frozen, and canned foods. As man in modern societies debates the pros and cons of health foods or chemical additives, numerous third world countries are struggling with the means of feeding their undernourished populations. More than one sociologist has warned that World War III will not be caused by political rivalries or petroleum, but by starving masses fighting for existence. Of course, most people are only concerned with problems that directly affect them, not with crises halfway around the globe.
This is the end of lesson 13.